Many ministers say it's not a denomination. Say they just didn't understand. 31. And I receive the revelation. It comes direct from Yahweh. It changed my whole entire context. Now look. Now there isn't any need for anybody on earth to try to tell me that I didn't see what I saw. Now, I don't need nobody's information about that. I saw that. Now, I went on so far as to draw out what I saw. Well, let me tell you what happened first, before this. After I saw the vision, I didn't understand it. I told you that. And then, I don't know how long afterwards, but it was the same day, and I presume somewhere about the same hour, see, that I saw the revealed meaning of the vision. Now that was Yahweh that got me up into that realm. And he showed it to me what it was all about. And since he showed me what it was all about, now what that did to me was shut me up tighter than a pine. I didn't have nothing to say to nobody. Got no religion, nothing. In the dark. Now here's the reason why. But because I knew that everybody would disagree with me. I know they would. I knew what the concept of man was. And you remember now, I told you that I was in the Church of God 15 years and I was called a walking Bible. Now this is what that means to me. It means to me. Now don't you try to tell me what's in the Bible. Because both of us know that. See? That's the point. There's always somebody, when you tell somebody something over here, they want to run over yonder somewhere. You understand? And they don't even have no better plan. And decide to even make their apostles defeat their own selves by referring to Corinthians and then throwing down even against unconscious of the same bad old bones.
Quite see eye to eye, the pastor, I know.
See, they talk about two words of phrase, and I just couldn't see it. Not the way they approach it. But anyhow, he was my own committee's friend. And he was the first one that I tried to talk with. At the time, I was living in Springfield, he was in Cleveland, Tennessee, passing the church. And then that's his wife, his children there in Springfield, and I had to take care of the kids and my family too, and his, while he was off down there with some other woman, he told me that the police I said, they don't need a nurse coming around. I tell the thing like it is. So, when I'm caught, I wrote to him. Come home. And he and me, they just dropped everything and come home. And he was the first man that I opened my mouth to about. And he comes to my house. And I went up on the truck. Now, this is not the one. I told you it was a hard part of the day. This is the second one. And this thing of that kid is around, it's about 1932 when we said. Now, I don't think anybody's got any bad teeth at home. That has been used as often as this day. and held up as well as this day, 1932, down until we see it hanging here now. Well, now, this is what I saw in my mind. Although I saw all of this, I saw the whole thing. I just thought that I took it from the Garden of Eden in the creation of man. I thought, sure, that the creation of man. Now look here, folks. Let me tell you something. If you don't put this thing together right, see? And it will tell on you. He got to be around 1932. This man here signed us up for a protest. And you can get the key. Now that's perfect. Thank you. You know, as we went on and we studied this, this is what he said. He said, now this is the way you discuss his hand. And you know what I'm and it will take your picture. Now, nobody can go there and get a mirror. Now, he just really doesn't make any difference about what college and seminary and how much education he's got. But, you know, he just can't get a mirror. They don't say nothing else about this. See, there isn't anything up there on the top that there's not in your body. This is the explanation of your body. Yes. What did you say?
I knew it all the time. Yes.
This is the explanation of your body. Furthermore, I want you to think about that. This is the analysis, the explanation, and I do believe that this is Yahweh's explanation of himself. Not mine, not yours, but this is his own explanation of his own self.
All right. Okay.
So you see what I mean? That's it. Now, if this is your first time around here, now you may disagree with me. But I want to tell you this. Until you learn just what I have just told you, you're subject to disagree.
Right.
There's nothing else you can do.
Right.
Because this goes against what you would ordinarily think. As a human being or as a man or a woman. It goes against that. That's why I told you that it revolutionized my country. All that I thought I knew, I come to find out it was something else. I just think I had to admit it. That was my indispensable duty. Now I'm going to tell you the thing that makes me so happy tonight. Yesterday I had my so-called 74th birthday. September. Many of the student body were at my home. And as if it ever has since I have been in the and the happiest and nobody's children, nobody's
daughter.
I worked willingly with my hand the apostle Paul said he worked as a
tent
maker. I thought nobody not. And then here's an insult to me. But you were to try to pay me for preaching the gospel. I didn't receive it that way. And I don't even apply it that way. It was given to me to give. Now listen, folks, I don't have no apology to make to nobody. About what I have thought. And I want to say this. I repeat again, as the apostle said, I've thought of the apostle. I have kept the faith. You know, that makes me go back a little before I had to be. If you'll tolerate me for a few minutes, the people in the earth, poison, sanctification, you heard of it. They said that I'm a father. And I shouldn't be preaching. Because I didn't say too much to break the law. Thank you. tell me about Ginnin and his preacher. I put the preacher down, and the preacher was wet, you know, and the ground got all around the preacher, and it turned out the other way, you understand? And then that made me think that it turned to me, you know, about the dog. Now, the folks, they don't think these kind of get around. Just don't make no kind of sense. For me, the lie was my dead son's father. And I looked at a star out there, and I said, what's that star for? I said, if you just let that star fall, I don't know whether I was sent in the world to preach or not. And I never will doubt anymore. And I know that you didn't take my son for that reason. And I sat there, just right at that star. Now you see, I'm supposed to be now. If that star falls. And that star just gets there. See, now I'm supposed to be now. Well, I sat there. On that pole. And I looked around then in the sky and said, well, maybe the star is falling. I said, just like that night, Bob. Well, then, you know, that's what I want to do. So I said, well, take that apparatus. I was going to touch it. Said, don't touch that woman. You do, it will frighten her. She's in no condition to be frightened. I took my hand back and looked. And that apparition was moved on. Okay, I tuned down in that 30 years. And I seen this big thing at first. I said, now I'm going to do it out. Yeah, do it on little art box, because the table, please. We can say this is a second, yes. And I just thought that if I could just put it on a paper like this, or like this, I mean, divide it now, that almost anybody could understand. You see? And I tried to teach some of this guy, and I said, oh, that's true, right? That's true. I've got this cockpit. And some of the comments that were passed on this were, and that's like the final wave. But as we went on, and as they began to understand, then it was an explanation about it. They began to wonder. Then, the friendly God, the reason all that, if it worked that way, it surely all worked that way in the creation. Well, I just thought if I could show them this much of it, they could laugh to the creation. But they couldn't. So I had to go back and have my sons all different. See, and this got here.